3 questions to ask yourself when you feel like quitting. Do you ever feel like quitting on your health and wellness goals? While I believe that there are times to quit things, like smoking or a bad relationship, for example, something I hope you never quit on is your health and wellness, because your health is your greatest wealth, and your body, the one that you're in right now, is the one you're going to be with for the rest of your life. So we might as well make friends with it, right? But what do you do when you feel like quitting, though? Over the years, I found that there are a few reasons why some might choose to quit on their health and wellness goals. Here are a few questions to ask yourself when you feel like quitting. Question number 1, is my why strong enough? So you want to look and feel better, but why? Do you have the rest of the statement for you? I want to look and feel better because? Or what about this statement? I want to look and feel better so that? Now, this statement must do 2 things. Number 1, it must hit you at the emotional level. In other words, your why must come deep from your heart, not your head. For example, think about these 2 statements. I want to look and feel better because I shouldn't weigh this much at this age. Versus, I want to look and feel better because I want to see my grandkids grow up. The second thing your why statement must do is excite you, meaning when you can envision what your life could be like in a healthy body, it should excite and motivate you. Perhaps wanting to look and feel better because you should isn't as exciting and compelling as wanting it because you want to see your grandkids graduate from high school or walk down the aisle. Question number 2 to ask yourself when you feel like quitting is, are my goals attainable? While your why comes from your heart and not your head, your goals need to come from your head and not your heart. I've seen countless women make goals that sound great, but they simply aren't realistic in the time frame they want. Many expect to lose a lot of weight in a short amount of time or improve their nutrition habits in a week. Don't make this mistake. Make sure your goals are appropriate for you. A wellness coach like myself can ensure that you set yourself up for success rather than getting stuck in that vicious cycle of starting and stopping over and over again. And question number 3 when you feel like quitting is, do I have accountability and support? Let's say you have your why that hits you at the emotional level and excites you. And let's also say that you have a goal or goals that are attainable for you. Now you need the glue that's going to bring it all together, accountability and support. Generally speaking, when you have accountability and support, you've told someone about your goals and have asked them to make sure you stick to them and support you when times get tough and you feel like quitting. I cannot stress enough the importance of this. We all need this in our lives because it's hard to make changes alone, and it helps to have someone who truly cares about you in your corner, someone you can count on to remind you of your why and encourage you to stay the course. So, next time you feel like quitting on your health and wellness goals, I hope you ask yourself the questions I pose to you. Have a really, really strong why that excites and motivates you. Set reasonable, realistic goals for yourself, and ask someone for their support and to hold you accountable. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.